Those Damn Ross Kids is a podcast for adults, and the opinions expressed do not reflect the opinions of our employers or even ourselves. We'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 419-528-TDRK to leave a voicemail, and we just may play it on the show.
Welcome to the Belch Boys movie. It's gonna be gross. They can get out of any zany situation just by burping. I'm sorry, boys, but you're gonna have to pay your mortgage or else with a cameo by the Fart Fellas.
You're going places.
It's the explosion that's sweeping the nation.
What was that,
Chris? You can't bottle this lightning. You gotta harness it while it's in the air.
Bottling implies I would want to save it for later.
I hate my just die.
Delete.
Those Damn Ross Kids, a conversation between brothers, featuring Chris and Cole Ross.
Hey Chris, what episode is this?
Episode number 59 of the comedy podcast, Those Damn Ross Kids.
And we are just about to our 60th episode. 60th, that is the ivory anniversary, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, yeah. Is it ivory or mahogany?
The dead mammal pieces.
Yep, that's exactly what mahogany is.
Or wood.
Yeah. It's going to suck from here on out.
Here's a piano.
Oh, man, we are here to entertain your asses. My name is Cole.
I'm Chris.
And finally, we're a couple of wacky guys talking about stuff that's happening in our lives in the world.
The Belch Brothers.
Yeah. Oh,
Fart Friends.
Ah, ba, ba, ba. See, it's just, we need to make noises. Chris, that is our ticket to mainstream appeal. We have to workshop this. We have to see if we can get it optioned.
The Hacking Hooligans.
Oh no, the mainframe. See, you just do that.
Have another lucky strike. And that's how you do it.
See, Chris, that's why we're here. It's for you to shoot down my ideas and then offer your own.
Oh, you're like a step stool to funny.
Lifting you up to all the good stuff, to the top shelf.
No, you can, yeah.
Yeah. Can't get to the top shelf without the step stool, Chris. Can you tell me a story?
I can jump.
Jump.
I'm not going to get it all down. You know, once.
No.
Here we go. I'm sorry.
I'm so, so sorry for what I'm about to say.
Airlines were handed the perfect Christmas present here a month ago.
topical stuff, Chris.
Well, what they got permission to do was to fly twin jet aircraft over the North Pole. The easing of rules about how close twin jets must keep to diversion airports means faster, cheaper, and cleaner flights. Until now, America's aviation regulators have insisted the nearest suitable place to land must be no more than 3 hours away. That has now been extended to 5.5 hours, so long as the airline meets a series of criteria, from additional equipment to special training. This would then mean that Boeing 777s and 787 Dreamliner twin jets will now be able to fly almost anywhere in the world. A patch of territory in Antarctica still remains inaccessible. But Santa's shortcut, as the route has been called, gives a green light to flights from Britain straight across the North Pole to the Pacific Islands that are currently off the route map.
Chris, don't they understand what an awful idea this is?
I thought that the special requirements was that the captain had to turn his hat backwards.
Oh, but when they go over to the other side, it flips around. It's like hitting the edge of the screen on asteroids.
So it was an over the top reference.
Chris, when my hat's backward, I'm the machine. I'm gonna tell you, I think about getting my truck back, Chris.
I know, my truck. Right?
I always wanted to be a milkshake.
Who's this fucking kid? It's my kid? It's not my kid.
Not my
you kid. Don't want him. What about my truck?
Chris, it's got
one bed. That's sick.
That's awful. Why would I? Do you want me to put him in the back? Oh, man.
Man, I love that movie. It's good.
I like that. No, no, it's a bad. It's a bad idea, Chris. Do you know what's in the North Pole?
Cookies?
Magnets.
Do you know what planes are made of, generally?
Metal.
Metal. What happens when you put metal by magnets? Burning fiery death.
Yeah.
It's good.
That's why my
crash into mountains of madness. Come on.
My note card is titled "Humans Taste Great." Brr.
Oh, man, this is the only bad things can happen. Although it makes sense. It's the shortest. I don't know.
This reminds me of that Whitest Kids sketch.
Which one?
The guy sent her frozen. Or they had that plane crash and they ostracized them. They all ate people, but the one guy ate the guy's dick.
So now he's gay.
They ostracize him because he ate all the dicks.
Specifically, just the dicks. Yeah. No.
I don't know. They're funny.
They're hilarious. It's a funny show.
They're funny.
They haven't done any for a while. So
they're funny.
Yeah, I like that show. Chris, what other television shows do you like? I like Arrested Development.
Magnum P.I.
I like that.
Columbo?
Yeah. Well, there's just one thing I don't understand. That's
All in the Family?
That's my Columbo.
Oh. Sorry.
It's all right. It's fine. Yeah.
They all talk the same.
They do. Yeah, so different times.
Mm-hmm.
Different times with different rhymes. Chris, a woman got more than she bargained for after she attempted to get some cheap liposuction. The practitioner was an imposter. Dun, dun, dun. And not a doctor at all. He gave her local anesthesia, had her hold her own IV bag up, it's windy. It's windy in the studio. Had her hold her own IV bag up and operated on her while just smoking a cigar. Scalpel.
Wake up. Stogie. Wake up. I said scalpel.
Oh, man. Just puffing away on a stogie, Chris.
What are you going to do?
When it was all over, he flushed the fat down the toilet. Boy. Just swirling around, bloody fat. Yeah, yeah. Like that. The woman got an infection, obviously, and had to undergo another procedure. Defying all expectations. Had to undergo another procedure just to get that fixed. The doctor is nowhere to be found, and he could face 12 years in prison for impersonating a doctor, committing assault, etc., etc., and on down the line.
Where did he go wrong? The infection?
Yeah, if everything went fine, if he was a competent crook, he would have been okay. Going back to the Hunter S. Thompson, you know, maxim, nothing is wrong unless you get caught in the world of thieves, right?
Yeah.
In the world of thieves. In the world of imposter doctors. If he ain't got a degree on his wall, don't let him cut you up. Don't let him cut up that butt. Don't do it. Don't do that. I don't know.
Half the copay.
Does wonders for my deductible. My out-of-pocket maximum.
No, it's free. I'm practicing. No, I know you're a doctor. No, I'm practicing. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, you're running a practice here. It's a private practice.
Yeah, for now. I mean, I hope to be good at it someday.
Well, I mean, hopefully. Wait a minute.
Oh, what did you say? My arm's tired.
I want to market a line of red flags.
Mm-hmm.
So that whenever somebody, like, you know, whenever you notice that something's a little bit hinky, you can just, red flag here, red flag. Market it with my jump to conclusions, Matt. I like the movie Office face. Mike Judge is funny. It's good. It's a good time.
Like it to have a point on it, so yeah. That if I'm sitting in a meeting someplace, I can just pull it out and have the flag wrapped around the shaft of the flag, and then fling it at the wall and have it stick in the wall. That it sticks out like a pennant.
Yeah. I'd like to have a revolver that I can take out and point at the person who's doing me wrong. It's a little, Bugs Bunny. It's
Did anybody else see that red flag thrown up?
Oh,
doesn't
man.
This throw up any red flags?
It does. That's exactly what that does. That's the that's what the device is designed to do.
A red flag?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Huh. Chris, tell me a story. So windy. It's like there's ghosts. It's a haunted studio. Chris, you need to get rid of those ghosts.
Donna Kelly is 29. She was told 5 months into her pregnancy that her baby was just an inch from the top of her cervix and at risk of falling out. So doctors made her lie in a hospital bed, tilted at 45 degrees to her head to reduce the pressure. She had to stay there 24 hours a day, getting up only to use the bathroom. Donna, who later gave birth to baby Amelia, said of the bed, "It made me feel sick at first, and I had a massive head rush, but after a couple of days, my body adjusted and I got used to it."
What's the title on the card?
What a horrible, horrible world.
Can you care to explain?
Well, she's had like 18 dead babies. Like, you know, just
poison womb syndrome?
Yeah, it's real bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she just keeps trying.
Yeah. She can't get it right.
To, you know, put herself on a tilt-a-bed.
On that device from What Would You Do, where you crank it and it lowers you down into the mm-hmm. pie, mm-hmm. face first.
Yeah. Yeah. If Mother Nature doesn't want me to keep a baby inside me, I'll have Captain Universe keep it inside me.
Captain Universe.
Because you know what? If Mother Nature stops flapping her wings, Captain Universe slams her to the ground.
Chris, can we lobby for this? Can we push for Captain Universe to be the new representative for all laws?
I don't know.
Natural,
mm-hmm.
Natural and unnatural specifically.
He knows how to put that bitch in her place. Mother Nature.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's cervix, Chris.
I assume Mother Nature's a bird.
She has wings.
That makes this scenario much more plausible.
Yeah, it's like bat wings, but there's feathers. It's really weird.
It's kind of crazy.
It's very, very leathery. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Chris, the president of Guilt Group, an online retailer, has announced an initiative to host more sales that take place after 9 p.m. because, he says, post-bar, inhibitions can be impacted, and that can cause shopping and hopefully healthy impulse buying. In general, the busiest and most lucrative time for online shopping is between 6:30 and 10:30 p.m. And this is thought to be related to the amount of drinking that people do.
You get drunk and buy shit?
I think so. I don't really remember.
No, seriously, do you?
Yeah, I mean, I'll get drunk and buy like a book on Amazon if it's like a cent or something like that. You know, it's because that happens all the time. You know, I'll get drunk. Oh, I'll definitely get drunk and put stuff on my wish list. No, like on Amazon, you can just say buy this.
Everything
or put this
in
on
your
a
life
list.
Is a fantasy.
Chris, everything I do, I perform aspirationally.
I get real drunk and do fake everything else. Last night I got drunk and fake killed zombies. Tonight I'm going to get drunk and go fake grocery shopping.
Chris, 36 rolls of toilet paper for $20? That is a steal. And you can subscribe to shit on Amazon. You can say, I want a 10-pound bag of jelly beans delivered to me every single month on the 5th.
This morning when I woke up, I was still too drunk from last night to have fake sex with myself.
That's very real sex, Chris. I mean, the cleanup.
Everything is fake.
Everything I do. No. I guess I'm not as... Well, how about you? Do you
buy stuff? None of that
You
stuff.
Do none of that? You
no.
don't? You don't hit up the Amazon?
I don't shop on, no.
No, you don't do that? No, that's too bad.
No, I don't ever get packages in UPS or FedEx. Mm.
That's like
you're always talking about, I'm tracking it, it'll be here in like 2 days. And
but that's only ever since I got a job and I've had money to do that.
Well, I mean, even so, you would buy stuff like every month or so.
Yeah.
You would have an item coming.
It's a good feeling. I like waiting for the UPS guy, and I like getting that box and opening it up. It's a very satisfying thing. I think it is. I mean, I'm not the kind of person. I've never enjoyed going to stores. I think working retail for 8 years will pound that out of you. But don't roll your eyes at me. I choose my words very carefully. But no, I don't like going shopping. But if I find a steal online, then yeah, that's, you know, that's how I get my fix.
A steal.
Yeah. A steal, Chris. I don't know, but this is one of those things. This is, you know, making the rounds on the blogs, saying, oh my gosh, you know, these online retailers are actually coming out and saying it. They really leverage on, you know, the fact that people get drunk and buy shit. But that's not a new thing. You know, Exhibit A, Home Shopping Network, The Knife Show, Chris. I was thinking, I was workshopping a joke. It goes somewhere along the lines of, I want to be a lepidopterist, but of butterfly knives. A lepidopterist is a butterfly collector, which would mean that I collect butterfly knives. The joke is that nobody knows what a lepidopterist is.
I would keep that in the cocoon.
No. Just tell me a story.
Sandra Baker is a Kentucky mother of an autistic third grader. Said she found him outside his classroom stuffed in a duffel bag with the drawstring pulled tight because he had misbehaved. He was treated like trash and thrown in the hallway, she said. The bag was tied so tight that Baker said that when she demanded her child be released from the bag, a teacher's aide struggled for a moment to get him out. School officials told his horrified mother that it wasn't the first time that he'd been put in a duffel bag, which they described as a therapy bag. The district would not comment, citing privacy laws, other than to say they were investigating. No Kertab, canvas, or Kevlar.
Oh, no. We just stuffed him into the recovery closet. He wasn't being beaten. He was being given care wallopings. I guess all I can say is at least he doesn't have measles.
Why?
Well, he's autistic, so he's obviously, you know, inoculated.
Oh, I forgot. I've heard that one so much I'm immune to it.
I fucking hate you. Chris, why don't you try building something someday instead of tearing somebody down?
I did. Didn't you hear the end of it?
Repeat it for me.
Well, I stepped on the stool and elevated the situation.
God,
no, I've heard it. I've heard that so much. I'm immune to it.
Yeah, I get it. I got you. Yep. Chris, I don't understand that a joke has been said unless I hear a rim. Sorry. I have a hard time going from the M to the M to the S. I do it immediately.
Rickshaw, only rimshaw.
Yep. Rimshaw. God. No. That's sad, though. Nobody deserves to be put into a
rimshaw. It's a shawl made of old blackberries.
You made a tech joke.
Boom.
Oh, that's fun. I like that. Can you do it? Do another one.
Facebook.
What?
Google.
That's funny. That's not a real thing.
VHS.
Betamax. Serial port. Mm-hmm. Zip drive.
Palm Trio.
Oh, man. Good stuff. Chris, the Supreme Court of Chile has ordered the newspaper La Tercera to pay for damages that resulted from an erroneous churro recipe that left 13 readers badly injured. The recipe called for readers to heat oil to unsafe temperatures, causing massive kitchen explosions. Quote, the explosions were so violent that in some cases the splashes hit the ceiling and covered the person while they were cooking. Chris, that's an explosive. Explosive. I don't know. I don't know.
It makes me think of Arrested Development.
Don't touch the cornballer, Chris. Don't touch the cornballer. This is for real. Have you seen like YouTube footage or like seen any kind of video of like an oil fire, like an explosion, like, mm-hmm. you know, like on a stove? It's fucking crazy. It's like apocalyptic.
Really?
Well, because when, like, you know, it's like, oh, you know, they're boiling some oil or something like that, like a grease fire kind of thing. And then, you know, something falls into it, or, you know, pour water into it. And the reason why grease fires result is because, you know, like when you pour water into boiling oil, is because the evaporation happens so quickly that it makes the oil aerosolize. And when it aerosolizes and it's so, like, heated up, it's really easy for it to just boom, catch on fire. So you get, like, these gigantic explosions that look like fucking hell pillars that are rising up from the stove to the ceiling. It's alarming. Like, there are a lot of things that I joke about, but, you know, it gives you, like, it's one of those things that make you say, like, oh shit. Right.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah, it's bad. I just want to know if you'd seen that. You know, we can take a look at it after.
I've only ever seen one grease fire.
Really? Tell me that story. It sounds interesting.
Do you remember it? You're probably too little.
I remember when the Pyrex dish exploded.
No, this is Dad's.
Oh, really?
Yeah. What? Yeah. No, it was when, it must have been shortly after they got divorced, and, I don't even know you were there. I think you might have been so little. I don't know mm-hmm. that you didn't go. I don't know, but, yeah. It was winter, and I don't remember what was cooking, but the pan, like, caught on fire. And I was sitting there, and I remember he ran and with this flaming pan and, like, opened up the front door and just threw the pan into the snow.
That's the only thing you can do. That's it. Huh.
Just remove yourself from the situation.
Remove the situation from yourself.
Whatever. Whichever is, you know, most expeditious.
Exactly. No, when the Pyrex just exploded, that was crazy too.
That was neat.
That was awesome. Like, there were like hot shards of glass in the other room, like across the house, burning into the carpet. Oh man, kitchen fun times, Chris. Kitchen fun times. So exploding churros.
And that was from Chile.
Chile. From Chile, Pinochet.
Chris. This is from Pennsylvania.
It was Pinochet. No, Pol Pot was Cambodia. Pinochet was Chile. This is from where, Chris?
Pennsylvania.
Oh, okay.
Pennsylvania. Susan Finkelstein, shit, kid.
That's not a real name.
Yeah, Susan Finkelstein is the woman from Bucks County, Pennsylvania, who was busted trying to trade sex for 2009 World Series tickets. She was acquitted on prostitution charges in the spring of 2010, but was convicted of attempted prostitution. Now her conviction has been overturned, and her name has been cleared. The state superior court ruled that since Finkelstein was cleared of the more serious prostitution count, she could not be convicted of attempt because the proof required to sustain both charges was the same. Also, the court noted Finkelstein was not engaged in sexual activity as a business, and said the crime of prostitution was not intended to criminalize private illicit sexual relationships.
That makes sense. I mean, does it?
I'll bang you for gift cards.
It's not a bit.
That's
a business.
That's not a present. No.
So it's kind of like, you know, if you decide to sell some of your old shit on eBay, you're not a vendor. You're just somebody who's getting rid of things.
Yeah, you're having a. This is a pussy garage sale. I've lined up and individually priced all of my old pussy. And
I'm just picturing a very badly labeled VHS that has been on a shelf like forever that's just simply titled Pussy Garage Sale. Nobody buys it. It's just sad though that like I'll never be able to title this episode Pussy Garage Sale. iTunes censors that. The episode Piss Dragons, have you ever looked that up on the iTunes listing?
Mm-mm.
It's spelled P asterisk SS Dragons.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah. No, look, try and look up the Prince song Pussy Control. You can't do it.
Hmm.
Yeah. Prince was nasty. Sorry. Oh, man.
That name of that card was Great Seats.
Did you know that that Fanny means something different in Great Britain?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fanny is their colloquialism for the female genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it must be really weird when people like talk about fanny packs over here. For them, anyway, get uncomfortable, and then you know, but then they talk about burning some faggots, and you know, and then you find out they're serious. hey, Chris, what? Can I take you somewhere?
Oh, God.
To I wanted to try it different.
I don't care anymore. You've made me find stories so that we can continue to talk.
You find segues out of my asinine things. Chris, the future's now.
Yep.
I just wanted to
see. No, now it's gone, but then there's more future.
there's always more of it.
There's a finite amount.
This is true. There's always more of the past. There we go. That's it. Chris, the Department of Defense is close.
Quantitatively, there's not... Really, there's an equal amount.
I guess. I don't know. Do we want to get into this? Because we can get Stephen Hawking in on this. I know a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. The final guy in that equation being Stephen Hawking.
The future is finite.
Okay.
Whereas the past is speculative.
And the present is a present. So unwrap it and use it. Because it's going to go away soon. Chris, the Department of Defense is close to completing development on robotic exoskeletons that will allow paraplegics to walk again. The wearable devices look like something out of the Aliens movies. It controls without a joystick, but instead works based on gyroscopes and magic, apparently. 10 military rehab facilities are currently testing the devices, which would have broad implications for disabled people around the world. Each exoskeleton currently costs $150,000, which I don't think that's bad. I don't think that's bad if you're talking about being able to walk again or being able to walk for the first time. As you know, Chris, I'm a big fan of human futurism, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Let's get those cyborg implants into me, Chris. I want robot
Do
legs.
They just walk or can they smash?
Well, eventually they're going to be hacked and you're going to have people walking around stomping on cars and shit. I'm not joking. It's going to happen, Chris. The future is now and the future is terrifying. When you get people who are more machine than man, they're going to lose all sense of ethics. No humanity, Chris.
God, be a veteran in every county fair smashing jet quads.
We're gonna go down to the veteran pole.
Good God.
He's got a robotic head. He chews up bicycle parts. It's crazy.
Every VFW just has a dirt floor.
Because I would put racing stripes on my robotic legs to make it go faster.
They would win every fun run.
They'd have to have their own their own leagues. Used to be you had the Negro leagues, now you have the cyborg leagues.
The what leagues?
The Negro leagues.
Why is that okay?
Because that's what they were called.
All right.
It was the
that's
the,
what you called them.
Yeah, the Negro leagues in baseball. Mm-hmm. It was a bad thing. We integrated them, but now you got runners running around with carbon fiber blades. You know, going faster than everybody. You have mutants going around. You know, with steroids. No testicles, hairy backs, and, you know, lifting cars up, throwing them into second-story windows, no problem. We just need to keep the humans with the humans, keep all the superhumans with the superhumans, is all I'm saying, okay?
That's why I think it's unfair that OJ gets to ride Seabiscuit.
That's a reference to last episode, so you're going to have to listen to the end for that deep cut. We're headed out to the Boneyard. The bones are metal. Chris, do you have another science-related story for me?
Yeah. Yeah, science.
Mm-hmm. Science, uh-huh. Yeah, uh-huh.
A new study has found that 1 in 13 girls aged 14 to 20 have engaged in multiple-person sex, or MPS. A total of 328 girls who had visited health clinics in Boston, Massachusetts, took part in the study, and 7.3% of them said that they had group sex. Worryingly, among the girls in that group, 45% said at least one male participant had not used a condom. Although some of those participated, who's that asshole? Nope, I'm not going to do it.
Like, peer pressure.
What's that?
It's one of those times.
Everybody else
is
wearing one, not me, man.
This is one of those times when peer pressure is an awesome thing. Peer pressure can be used for good. Although, I guess, make your gangbang as safe as possible, please. We have a future to worry about here.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, patient zero over there, beating off in the corner.
Although some of those participating in the study were adults, the average age of their first group sex experience was just 15.6 years old.
What?
Yeah. A total of 54% of those studied had multi-person sex for the first time when they were younger than 16. A third of the girls said that they had used alcohol or drugs during their last group sex experience, with half of those girls saying they were forced to use the substance by their partner.
Oh, that makes me sad.
No card tab. I voted for MPS.
What's MPS?
Multi-person sex.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
They're being plied with drugs and alcohol, and then being forced into a group situation.
They said 1 in 13?
1 in 13.
1 in 13. That's high. Did they... All in the same room?
The mall's going to be different for you now, isn't it?
I guess. It's going to be upsetting to me.
It's going
to,
yeah.
1, 2, 3, 12, 13.
There she is.
That's her.
That's her. Get her.
Oh, no. Dispatch my team. Repelling down from the skylights. We need to save you.
This lemonade tastes like burning. Oh, that's God. Not all it's going to be burning. I'm that guy.
I'm the one. I would like... Oh, God. That makes me so sad.
Why?
These poor girls being plied with drugs and alcohol into gangbangs. That's awful.
It's not a gangbang.
What's the clinical definition of a gangbang?
Videotape.
Okay.
Yeah.
So... Man, that's... So, did they...
Is an orgy a gangbang?
I think an orgy is technically four people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. They didn't have any indication of guys. Of like, what of what men did. Had like...
Oh, they were all, like, 40.
You're making me sad. This isn't the science zone. This is the let's bum coal out zone.
It happens.
The fact is,
it happens.
It happens, and you know, there. I'm in no way sex negative. There are ways that can happen where it's, and when you're that young, though, it makes it bad because you're not
16.
Well, like your brain doesn't like stop developing until you're like 21.
Mm-hmm.
Like you if you're a
especially
teenager,
if it's slamming on the back of your head all the time.
Oh no! If you're a teenager, you're literally like not a fully grown person. Quit making those faces, Chris. That's horrifying. No, but you're quit joking yourself. You're not all of a person. You can't make a decision like you're not an adult. You know, and so yes, it's difficult to make that. If you're a grown adult and you want to have, you know, sex with 50 people all just kind of like writhing around in one bacchanalian mass, you know, covered in goat's blood, that's perfectly fine. I'm down with it. It's cool. But that young, I don't know. You should be, you know, awkwardly exchanging handies at that point.
Really?
You know, that's the way God intended it.
Multi-person handies?
Yeah, yeah.
Like a glory wall?
Keep it... Chris, let the chain be unbroken. This is one from the vault that I didn't get to do. This is an older story, but I found it. And I think it'd be good, you know, to bring it up now. A woman in Virginia was awakened one night by her cell phone saying that she had received an email from her mom. The problem is, Chris, her mother passed away 2 years ago, and the message was pornographic spam. Now, everyone on her mom's contact list is receiving multiple marketing messages a day from the hacked account, which is causing no small amount of grief. Yahoo has refused to close the account and is demanding a copy of the mother's death certificate, which they somehow haven't provided yet. Seems like it would be pretty easy to do, being that she died and all. Chris, our identities are conduits to the rest of the world. They're being hijacked by pornographers, by people trying to sell prescription pills. We have Fred Astaire dancing with vacuum cleaners, Chris, and we have dead moms trying to sell their moms, well, I guess gangbang videos. Who knows? Bobby, why are you telling me to make my penis bigger? I'm a woman. Why are you telling me to make my penis bigger?
These bills are going to have to get paid.
Oh, man. Video tombstones? That's a thing. It is.
I know.
It is. It's a thing. Do you have anything to say? Do you have anything to say at all for yourself?
Mm-mm. My video tombstone.
Just tell me a story. I don't care.
It's going to say motion sensor.
Yeah.
Ow, that hurt.
Do you have a story for me?
Oh, I'm out.
You're out?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no, we're off the map. Chris, a North Carolina man is in trouble after attempting to pay for $476 worth of merchandise with a $1 million bill.
Who's on that?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
He was the first millionaire president.
Was he really?
Yeah.
Huh. It's a lie. There is no $1 million bill.
Well, then why was this guy paying?
Because it's not real.
Oh, so that explains why he was arrested.
Yeah.
I mean, he insisted it was legitimate. He wouldn't have tried to use it.
I assure you, sir.
This $1 million bill.
Why, it was just minted yesterday. I walked on over to Hewlett Packard and picked it up.
Oh, God. I'm just picturing a guy in a top hat and like a vest and cummerbund kind of situation. He's got like chaw dripping out of his mouth.
I assure you, sir.
I assure you, sir.
Hewlett Packard is backed up by Bluetooth.
Bluetooth. Chris, do you want to know what store this happened at?
Walmart.
We drop prices every day. Walmart.
I consider myself pretty informed on fake news.
Fake news?
Mm-hmm.
You mean funny news?
No, weird news. Fake.
Yeah, yeah. No, no. It's a very small pool that we pull from.
Not really. No? I go through probably 400 or 500 stories.
Oh no! You're saying you polish it down like a rock, down to a nice, fine, shiny point. And then you impale people with it. Yeah! Gotcha!
Yeah! Get away from the fire. That's my fire.
Get away from the fire. I feel the wrath of my funny stick.
That's my cardboard bed.
Chris, let's not, make light of the epidemic across this country known as hobo stabbing.
This is our tent city.
Intensity in tent cities? That's right.
That's right.
$1 million bill. How did he expect them to make change for that? How did he expect them to make change for that?
Let's go over to the Hewlett Packard and get some change.
Get some $10,000 bills. I'm going to make an observation, and I want to know if you observe this too. I've served as a cashier, as a person who changes money. Haven't been punched out by Jesus yet for several years now. And I never cease to be amazed. People who insist on paying with exact change are always baffled when they don't have any change.
I thought I had
8 cents.
Oh my God. I knew that there were 3 dimes in here. Hang on.
Wait a minute. No.
Wait a minute. It's in the, I bet you I dropped it in the car.
Oh yeah. It's in my cup holder.
Oh, yeah. I gotta go. I'm going to run to my cup holder.
Let me go get that. Can you hold this for me?
Yeah.
Can you leave
that transaction open?
Leave that open. Cause when you,
yeah, don't void this.
No, no, don't do that.
Don't scratch
this.
That ticket. I'm going to wait. No, yeah. No, I'm not going to wait for you to rebuild that ticket. You wait for me to go to my cup holder.
Yeah. My cup holder, the floor of my car.
Yeah.
Next to the stale fries. It's just one of those things. Don't do that. Don't get out 56 cents. You're not a person who handles money. I can do it faster than you. You're holding shit up. You're not being courteous. You're being an asshole. Fuck you. I'm sorry.
Why are you writing a check for $4?
Who writes checks? Who writes checks? You whip out that checkbook and everybody sighs behind you. We're coming off the holiday season, and I'm so over it.
Mm-hmm.
I got this new job that gives me dignity. And I got this other one that I'm holding on to for some reason. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
Why are you?
I don't know. Because. Bennies.
What?
Perks.
You have no perks.
From the fringe. I don't know. Can I share my final story with you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Wish you would.
What's that from? I don't know. You've said it.
Said it.
You've said it before. It's funny.
Wish you would. So glad you came today.
A New Haven, Connecticut man called the police to report that he had been shot during a robbery. Police arrived, and after a round of questioning, he decided to tell them the real story. He was attempting to urinate, but he forgot that he had transferred his handgun from his pants pocket to his waistband. When he went to use the restroom, the gun fell to the floor, and he effectively shot himself. The man will face several charges for possessing a gun, despite the fact that he's a convicted felon and also an incredibly dumb person.
Did you see the story about the guy who went to the hospital looking for some painkillers for his back and they wouldn't give them to him? So he went outside and shot himself in the foot.
This man gets results. We need to put him in power. He'll get things done.
I demand satisfaction.
Shot himself in the foot. That wouldn't have got him out of Vietnam. Does he think that'll get him some Percocets?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man.
It did.
It did. Mm-hmm. He successfully got his perks.
And some Seroquel.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
And some Thorazine.
Yeah, and some Wistrol.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And some Quaaludes.
Yep.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
Yep. Some Dormitrine.
Are we done?
Couple drops of Cobra Commander in the eye.
This has been Those Damn Ross Kids.
So, Chris, this is the portion of the show where we give you some homework, some things you can do.
Sudoku.
go to duckfeet.tv/thosedamnrosskids for your daily Sudoku fix. No, we don't offer any Sudoku.
Sudoku.
Sudoku? Yeah.
Sudoku.
Yep, Sudoku. Hey, go there. Look at that stuff. Download our shows. Look at our back catalog. We love it when you do that. I look at the download numbers and I see somebody go in and download one of every episode. I'm like, that's a new person. That's somebody who loves us.
That's Chris. He's
You know that costs me money, right?
Yeah, that's why I do it. You got two jobs.
Effectively three now. But no. What you can do... Chris is lighting his index cards on fire now. No. You can go to facebook.com/thosedamnrosskids. You can become a fan of our program. There, you can also, man, you're going to burn your house down. You can also check us out on iTunes. That is the primary way that we distribute this show. You can offer us a little bit of validation by providing a review or a rating. Every little bit helps. And you can check out the other shows on the network. Watch out for Fireball, Stand Under the Don't Tree and Riddle Me This. Lots of good stuff. We enjoy that. And you can go to duckfeed.tv/Amazon. Buy something there and we get a little kickback from that. Doesn't cost you a single extra cent. So, yeah, I think that's about it. Did I miss anything, Chris?
Think that's going to catch on fire?
No, I think it's going to put out the flame before.
It's awesome, isn't it?
Well, no, it's if you deprive a flame of oxygen by putting an index card over it, it'll, you know.
Don't tread on me.
I will. I remember the last time I did, you shot yourself in the foot. Tell your friends. Good night.
Good night.